What treatments are the right ones? Drops, laser, scissors. Take-home points. Any of the three pressure-lowering methods work. Side effects differ in each method. Drops work but produce side effects and require remembering to take them. Laser has a very low risk, but drops may still be needed. Surgery has reasonable success at lowering pressure, but a small number have bad effects. Each method stops working in some eyes over time. The method can be changed from one type to the other. Decisions should be made by both patient and doctor. In this section, we'll talk about the present mainline therapies for glaucoma, lowering the eye pressure. With due respect to the old game of rocks, paper, scissors, each has advantages over the other, but also each has a downside or two. The three methods are daily eye drops, laser treatment to the angle, or various forms of surgery. Which method to lower eye pressure is best for you to start with? This discussion applies whether you have open-angle glaucoma, or you are an angle closure suspect who chooses therapy, or if you have angle closure or angle closure glaucoma after iridotomy, and even for others with miscellaneous forms of glaucoma. C-section, secondary glaucoma. The scientists in the crowd would say that all three treatments have been tested in big studies and they all work. And yes, that's correct. You wouldn't be wrong to start with drops, with laser, or with surgery. The organization that eye surgeons belong to, the American Academy of Ophthalmology, has guidelines called preferred practice patterns. These are written by committees that put together the best information for doctors to present to patients. The practice pattern says that every new glaucoma patient should be told the upsides and downsides of each of these methods, and that it's fine to start with any one of the three. Every new patient in our practice runs through the following discussion with us before the mutual decision about how to start treatment is made. Eye drops. More patients begin treatment by taking daily eye drops than the other treatments. Perhaps this shows that patients think that medicines are safer than procedures. Perhaps it is because doctors have been most often telling patients that they should start with drops. It's true that many persons can have safe eye pressure lowering by taking daily drops. When we look at large studies, about half of those who start with drops will reach their goal pressure with taking one kind of drop per day, while another quarter will need two kinds of drops every day, two different bottles put in separately. And the final quarter will not find any combination of drops that works well enough and is tolerable enough for them to take. The strong points of drops are that they usually don't do anything permanently bad to the eye or the patient, and they work as indicated the majority of the time. Also in their favor is that you can start them, and if you don't like it, you can stop and switch to something else, mostly without any ill effects. The two weak points are side effects and adherence problems. Soon after starting or in the longer term, some side effect or allergy can develop that keeps the drop from being usable. The specific problems with individual drop types are given below. Side effects vary from annoying and temporary to lasting and serious. Rarely, medicines for glaucoma can affect the heart and lungs. And we know that a very small number of people have even died from taking drops. But it is surely true that more people have died from taking aspirin than glaucoma medicines. Our experience is that about 10% of people taking any eye drop will suffer a side effect that leads them to stop taking it. It's important to tell your doctor that you're having a problem and make a different choice. The second problem with taking drops is that we forget to take them or don't take them as prescribed. This is a much bigger issue than most patients believe. Once you know you have glaucoma, you will think that as a reasonable person, knowing your vision is on the line, you'll take the drops, and you try your best. Unfortunately, careful observation of patients shows that it doesn't happen ideally. People who start the drops and fill some prescriptions will actually take drops on only 3 out of 4 days. We'll deal with this issue in a whole section below. How to succeed at eye drop treatment, it's all in your hands. Presently, there aren't ways to tell whether you'll respond with a low enough pressure to a particular kind of drop. Some investigators have suggested extensive genetic testing to find out ahead of time who will have a good lowering from a certain type of drop. This approach is not presently possible, and even though it sounds elegant, in a couple of weeks we can find out if your pressure fell by having you take a bottle, and that's cheaper. The Food and Drug Administration has approved an injectable version of one of the glaucoma medications. So a person can choose whether they want to instill eye drops on their own each day or go in to see their eye doctor every 3 months for a glaucoma medication injection. How this will work when you need injections in both eyes is still being worked out. And only one injection per patient is presently legally allowed. Laser angle treatment. Argon laser trabeculoplasty, ALT. Selective laser trabeculoplasty, SLT. Or laser trabeculoplasty, LTP, the term for both. Almost 40 years ago, a brilliant doctor named David Worthen tried to lower eye pressure by shining laser energy, ALT, at the meshwork in a controlled trial. Considering that he was working with advanced glaucoma eyes, the beneficial effect was pretty impressive, though small. 5 years later, Dr. James Wise reported that when he treated fairly early glaucoma patients, their eye pressures fell impressively. And since then, a large controlled trial, the glaucoma laser trial, showed that there is sustained lowering of pressure by this treatment as initial therapy. The meshwork runs all around the eye in a circle. So treatment generally is either half the circle or all the way around, 360 degrees. Even more recently, a study in the United Kingdom found that initial SLT laser treatment was a very promising approach and outperformed initial eye drops in some important measures. It needed to be repeated in some persons, and 25% still required taking eye drops after 36 months to reach the intended eye pressure lowering. The good points of laser angle treatment are that it is nearly impossible to hurt vision or the eye when done properly. And having laser treatment doesn't prevent a person from later using other treatments to lower eye pressure if the laser doesn't work. The eye is numbed with a drop, and it takes about 5 minutes to do. During the procedure, a person can feel a sensation of pressure from the examining lens that holds the eye open and allows the doctor to see where the treatment is done. When it is over, there's a feeling of light sensitivity and grittiness of the eye, but the vision is nearly normal immediately. Sometimes we recognize that laser angle treatment has stopped working and that drops or surgery are now needed. Every glaucoma treatment approach sometimes stops working after a period of control. This can be because the disease gets worse and the baseline pressure is rising, making it look like the treatment has become less effective. Continued monitoring in the doctor's office is needed to be sure that initial treatment continues to work. During the last 10 years, a different type of laser energy has become popular and tested extensively, including in the United Kingdom study discussed above. Selective laser trabeculoplasty, or SLT, delivers the laser light over a wider area and at a lower power. SLT, like ALT, can later be repeated after a period of successful IOP lowering. The way in which both types of LTP work is most likely by producing a micro-injury to the trabecular meshwork that is treated, releasing beneficial chemicals, cytokines, that over a month or so alter the eye tissues to allow aqueous humor to later get out of the eye faster. Glaucoma surgery. In the past, eye doctors did not often recommend glaucoma surgery as initial treatment, but this has changed somewhat. The general principle of glaucoma surgery is to let aqueous humor leak out of the eye through a hole created at the junction of the colored and white part where the iris meets the sclera, under the covering layer called the conjunctiva. The chief reason to avoid surgery was pretty obvious and often expressed in plain English by patients. Quote, "You can't go blind from eye drops, but you can with surgery," end quote. As surgical complications decreased over the years, and as we recognized that patients preferred the idea of eye drops, but didn't take them at an ideal rate, some argue that surgery first had a strong argument in its favor. A large controlled study, the Collaborative Initial Glaucoma Treatment Study, CIGTS, then randomly assigned volunteer, new open-angle glaucoma patients to take either eye drops or have trabeculectomy glaucoma surgery, which is the gold standard procedure. C-section operations for glaucoma. 10 years into the study, both groups were doing well. Those who got surgery in both eyes were, if anything, doing slightly better at preserving their visual field test results. Indeed, as shown in other studies, one can get the eye pressure to fall really low with trabeculectomy. But 20% of the operations had failed within the first year, and as with drops and laser, a small percentage of early successes lose pressure control every year that we follow the patient. The risks of surgery can be generally grouped into the bothersome and the dangerous. Among the former, patients who have the surgery have minor to modest feelings on the eye that are like a gritty sensation or a feeling as if something is in the eye off and on. Most often, these get better quickly. For 1 to 2% of patients, the feeling in the surgical area is too troublesome and revision surgery is done to relieve it. More serious problems include developing so low an eye pressure that vision is poor, requiring revision surgery to raise pressure in about 3% of operations. Infections happen early after surgery in 1 per 1,000 eyes, and over time there is a continued chance that the area of surgery makes the eye more susceptible to later infection, requiring intensive treatment, revision surgery, and rarely severe vision loss. Cataract, hazy lens, occurs more often after glaucoma surgery. In fact, there's evidence that all of the glaucoma treatments speed up the development of cataract. While this is undesirable, cataract is surgically removable. At present, more patients choose eye drops than laser or surgery as their first glaucoma treatment. Yet, the CIGTS study found that those with serious glaucoma damage did as well or better with first surgery than the comparison group who took eye drops first. Patients who find laser or surgery to be a good first choice are people who can tolerate a bit higher risk, as well as those who feel that they are generally not good at remembering to take medication. Surgery is a good option, then, for those who would like to have the treatment that most allows them to, quote, forget about their glaucoma.